Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Welcome to the Monday edition of Optimize My Life, which is Hometown Heroes, where we highlight individuals who do things above and beyond what we normally would do. As we're waiting for our guest to appear, I want to say a happy belated Mother's Day to everybody. And hoping you all had a peaceful, restful Mother's Day. And we have the president of the Hope Collection, Mr. Ron Clayton. How are you? Can you hear me? All right. Test. All right. So my system is working, so it isn't me. So while we're waiting for our guest to appear, let's talk a little bit about Mother's Day.
Sorry about that.
Hello, how are you?
Hello. Real fine. We're talking away and realized you can't hear us. When he handed me, he was driving, so when he handed me the phone, I must have hit something and knocked us off. So, but.
I don't take it personal anymore. I think it's Ron's phone just has a problem with me because I have that issue no matter what a lot of times when I talk to him.
No, it's every phone he gets we have trouble with. I keep blaming the phone, but it might not be the phone. It might be the phone operator. But anyway, welcome, Mary Stanley. Since you, I'll give you a name too. So has your guest arrived yet, or should we?
Up, but I believe he has.
Okay, then I will stop chatting.
Brandon, is that you?
Yeah.
So our guest today, children's books, who has an incredible story of perseverance and defeating the odds and continuing going and not letting obstacles stand in his way. So I'd love for you to listen to our guest, Brandon Johnson. Welcome, and how are you today? Hello?
He might be on mute.
You have a talk just a little bit louder. It's a little hard to hear you. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Mary, we hear nothing.
I'm sorry, what was that?
We don't hear anything. We hear you, but we do not hear him.
Why don't you hang up and try calling back in? There might be an issue with the connection.
With us or with your guest?
Mary?
Yes.
Did you want to
just...
Yeah, we don't hear him at all.
He just hung back up, and he's going to try to connect up. He's right here.
Okay. By the way, identify not only yourself, but also the show, because there's lots of new people that come on don't know about the Hope Collection, and that's why we have a Hero Hometown Heroes show. So that's just something I want to share too. Okay?
Sounds great.
All right. Good stuff.
Oh.
I just pulled my cane out of the back seat and wrapped Linda on the side of the head. Other than that, I'm doing good.
All right, welcome. I am your host, Mary, and we are talking on Hometown Heroes, which is a show from the Hope Collection that sponsors and highlights individuals who go above and beyond so that people can see not only what they're doing, but ways that they can persevere when things get tough, but also ways for them to help in their communities. And I would love for you to all to listen and to our guest, who's an author and who struggles with his own issues, but doesn't let that stop him. Brandon, welcome to the show. How are you today? Are you there?
He may be having some connection issues because we don't hear anything at this point.
All right, so we'll just continue on, and if he gets his stuff working, he can jump in. So Monday through Friday,
Ron,
we have... Go ahead, Country.
No, I was going to say, since we have our president, we know you got to be more than one place at one time, Ron. I don't know how anybody does it, I guess, because God gave you a new title to put new in front of your name. So you're able to do a lot of things that most people can't, Ron. But before you have to exit, if you don't mind, can you tell them, like you said, there's a lot of listeners that may not have tuned in before, what I-8 major pillars are, Ron? Can you share that information with us?
Be glad to. Thanks for reminding me of Country Boy. As president of the Hope Collection and have been the president of since its inception over 10 years ago, the Hope Collection was created to create opportunities that help others to help others. You know, a lot of people help people, but how about teaching somebody else to do it? Now I'm off mute so you can hear me, Country Boy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. In the old days, they say you're coming in wall to wall with treetop tall. So they'll keep blasting us, sir.
Well, we're working on getting things technically right here. Well, what the Hope Collection was created to do by my mentor, best friend, and business partner over 40 years, Joel Griffin, is to create opportunities, substantial and substantive, and long-lasting opportunities to improve people's lives. We call it empower people. And we have 8 pillars that are critical to a good life. There are family, faith, housing, education, the arts, health and wellness, water and energy. And under each one of these pillars, we have people that are board members like Mary. Obviously, she operates under health and education and a myriad of other areas, and she's an expert. She's doing great. And leading this Country Boy, you're hearing him, he handles in a couple of other areas. He works in the area of faith, and he works in the area of nutrition. He works in the area, I'll just say, outright encouragement. We should have a pillar just for that. But it seems like everybody that joins our call is in the business of trying to find ways to help those who need that encouragement. So it's great that your guest is joining us today, Mary. And as soon as that can happen, let it rip. We daily, Monday through Friday at noon Eastern Time, have this show of different topics every day. Monday, of course, being Hometown Heroes. And Mary shared a little bit about your background. We are really anticipating you joining us and telling your story. And we're going to broadcast it on, besides our blog platform, which the host gets to show. But we get to be able to share you on several platforms, so your name and word is going to get out all over the place. Mary, can you carry on? Because I got an important medical call coming in. So I have to run, okay?
Of course.
Good to hear you, boys.
Thank
Ron.
You.
Thanks for joining us, bro.
So, not only are we on here, but we're also on all major social media platforms, and we're also on all major platforms for podcasting. So no matter where, you can hear us, see us, connect with us. And as our guest is figuring it out, with some of us technical difficulties, let's talk about Mother's Day. No, I have to laugh because, you know, here in Minnesota on Mother's Day weekend is also fishing opener. So most men and most people take off to go fishing. So moms get stuck at home. And like I was noticing, you know, for me to anticipate taking the day off,
hello.
I spent the day before cleaning the house. So really, is it a
That's
day
okay.
off? Or are we...
We're
all
back.
Right, all right, so I'm going to try something here. Just give me 2 seconds. Country boy, you want to fill in for a minute while I do this?
Yeah. Interrupt me when you need to come back, Mary. But it's funny that you said Mother's Day. Shout out to all the mothers across America every day. I watched my mom raise 7 kids by herself, not belittling us men, but I knew who my daddy was when I was 28 and he only lived 10 miles away. Mother's Day. What day is Mother's Day? Every single day. I have never heard a mom say, go away, I don't feel like being your mother. Today, we just happen to take time out to recognize one day a year to where we celebrate our moms, both here, past, and present. Shout out to all the women in the world that have the privilege to bear a child and bring them into this world. We know what happens when they say raise a child up the way you would have them go, and all moms' biggest job in the world is to get us to where we know how to be kind. Shout out Lynn Jane.
Hello.
They want to get us educated a little bit. They want to graduate
right,
from high school. Okay. And they want to graduate us out of the house.
I'm going to cut you off. So.
Go ahead, babe.
Brandon, welcome to the show.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
I read a little bit about your background and what you're doing now with these books. I've read a couple of your books, and they are really great.
I've been started. I've started in 2018 with my first book, and I was done with it. My daughter come to me at 3 years old, wanting me to write her a book and have it published like her did. Put out there to the world like that, and I sat down and wrote her one, and after that I just kept writing kid books, and now I'm writing novels and killer series books and poetry too.
Now, can you talk a little bit about your past and your story? Because, you know, I am a big follower of the Do the Damn Thing Nation, and which emphasizes your story and how who you are and what your past is a big part of becoming who you are now and helps guide you.
Yes, ma'am.
And
yes, ma'am.
What's so great with you is I was reading your background and your story, and you didn't write it as a poor me. You owned it, but you also use it as a way of lifting up others who are struggling.
Yes, ma'am. I wrote the book to try to reach out and touch others with disability and drug addictions and everything else, because it's all written in that first book I wrote about me and my brothers and my family and my car wreck that I was in at 7 years old. I was 7 years old, still in elementary school, playing Little League baseball here in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And all my dreams, March 7th, 1993, when I was in a bad car wreck. The babysitter was trying to smoke a cigarette, put on makeup, and trying to drive the car. At the same time, she ran up the road repeatedly and hit a tree. And I flew out the front window and hit a tree head on, leaving me on the ground with a traumatic head injury or brain injury. And my middle brother was 5 years old at the time. He kicked out the back window and walked down the main road back to our aunt's house to call 911 to get help for us. And they had to cut the babysitter out of the car when the dogs apply.
And you're here talking to us today. That's a miracle.
I was getting ready to say the same thing. Right? You're walking, talking, breathing miracle. Wow.
2018, and it's on Amazon. I want to read it because I'm not the only one on this earth this angle or struggling in any other way. But if I can overcome what I did and doing what I'm doing now, then I hope I give other people around the world hope and faith that they could do it too.
Well, you ought to join the Hope Collection because you're a walking, breathing, already a member of just who you are and what you're doing. So, Brian, I would encourage you to do that, talking more with Mary after the show, because you could be part of it. We could post your biography and your story, and we can post your books, too. We're a site to help people help others. So that's what you're doing. So come join us, too.
Your connection's breaking up just a little bit in between.
Hold on, I'll move.
That was perfect. No, I'm always looking for inspirational stories like that because I have two special gifted kids, and I don't want them to ever use their diagnosis as an excuse for what they can't do. So hearing stories like this helps them understand that just because you got dealt a different card, we don't say bad card, we just say a different card, that doesn't mean that you can't be who you want to be down the road.
Exactly.
You have to do things a little bit differently.
Yes, ma'am, and I've done it.
You're breaking up just a little bit again.
Do we lose him, Mayor?
He's adjusting his position, so it's... You know how it is, country, down in the south in the small areas.
Don't you tell him about my hometown. Go ahead, sir.
I said, now that I'm thinking about it, that book I wrote and had published, it's on Amazon and Kindle with all the rest of them.
But in September, I will be making a documentary of it to go on TV worldwide so everybody can also watch the video.
Well, will you give it to us again, sir? I think somebody might have been listening, but you kind of broke up there a couple of times. So if you don't mind, replay that last part so we can make sure and find you.
Yes, sir. I'm on Amazon and Kindle for my books that I've written and have published. I will be doing a documentary of my first book, How the Johnson Boys Were Raised in Cottondale, Alabama, Before and After the Wreck.
Well, I got some good news for you, Brandon. Is Country Boy here knows...
Ma'am?
Knows...
Let him speak. Let him put his name out there again, Mary, while they were writing about his book on Amazon. I'm pretty sure that a lot of people catch your name, sir. If you don't mind telling us your name again, because we want to be able to find you and look in the book.
Right.
My name is
Brandon Johnson from Cottondale, Alabama.
Awesome. Go ahead, Mary.
Well, you know, with you wanting to do a documentary, we have a gentleman on the air that actually knows people who do documentaries that we can connect you with and possibly work out some way to help you find the right person to help you do your documentary. Right, Country?
Yes, we actually have Josetta. Positive Promotions, LTD. She goes 40 years deep into film promotion. She just got back from Africa, and then last month, with our travel connections, she just went to Egypt and shot some video footage. She also went down to the place that Rick Reese went, down to Jamaica and to the Ponca Village, where all the medicine people were there, and shot some documentaries on things that they used from the natural resources. He told me he saw one little thing, Mary, that looked like a honeysuckle vine, but when they pulled a little loop through it, they used it as eye drops. So that was pretty fascinating, too. And then, of course, Mary, you know, when it comes down to documenting things, we have so many people in so many areas, and that's what we pride ourselves for here at the Hope Collection. Just a real cliff note for you. Joel Griffin, who's the founder of the organization, told me years ago that it was okay for me to call everybody super friends. What we've been able to do is take the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and allow every single person to come in and love their very, very best. Well, Brandon, we're just shouting out to you so much again, sir. We call you a hometown hero. Those people that may not have paid headlines that went viral, but we celebrate you. We celebrate your book, and we're going to make sure and connect you to some of the people that help you grow. Last one, Mary. What a lot of people don't know about Hope. Hope is the grandfather / mother nature for something we call faith. Hope. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. If you have nothing to hope for, you have nothing to activate that little mustard seed faith that you said you have. So over here at the Hope Collection, we have no hidden agendas. We have no hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you. Why?
Right.
Because we care. We care enough to share enough information with you so that you'll know what you need to know in order to be able to grow. And we all know that we're in the information stage. Knowledge is power. And last one, Brandon, down here in the dirty south in the great city of Atlanta, Georgia, we don't mind getting dirty with you. But right here, Brandon, where we are, we have something called testimony. What you went through was a test, and you surely passed the test because you're able to share your story, Moni, song or story. We celebrate you and your testimony, and you already realized that what you went through, that now you can use it as a motivation to show people, if God did it for me,
he can do it for you too. Back to you, Brandon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And while you're on that subject, I've written, like I said, I've written at least 22 books, and right now 6 of them are published, and the rest of them are being published. But I've also started working for a publishing company too. I'm the CEO of it. So if y'all need any books or anything with a book done, you can email me at bamabrandon1986@gmail.com.
And all those links will be in the radio show, so, and all over, and on our social media, along with the links for his book. So you can get a hold of him either on social media, directly by email.
Yes, ma'am. And I can say her name on 6 books that are out now and are ready to be bought. When it's How the Johnson Boys Were Raised in Cottondale, Alabama Before and After the Wreck. The second one is Piper Johnson's 4-year-old autobiography. The third one is Wacky Bob Went to School and Played Sports. The fourth one is the three Unicorns and the 3 Bears. The fifth one is Johnny and How He Made His Life. That's a novel. And the sixth one is another kid's book for the little girls. And it's called Bella Kate and Her Pet's Adventures. And they're all on Amazon and Kindle.
Well, I can't wait to check them out because I, too, am a storyteller. And your story is definitely an enlightening and empowering me. And then just recently, one of our other friends that came on the air, Keisha, she introduced us to a man here in Atlanta. Mary, what's his name? The computer guy that helps do beats and stuff for people that want to publish, especially working with first responders and veterans. We have a team, you guys. We understand that. I said it so quickly earlier, really people gasp what we're doing. Mary has actually taken our platform from being a dinosaur to now we're broadcasting to how many different platforms, Mary?
We are on more than I count, more than I know.
Wow.
We're on all major platforms and a bunch of minor ones. So, and our goal through here is through this radio show is to help highlight individuals like yourself to be able to get your voice out there because it's hard to get your voice out over the crowd.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
And so being able to given this tool to help others, that's our goal. So that way, you know, the people that have the right voices that are doing things for the right reasons, get their voices heard.
Right.
And Mary, being a connector nowadays, it's just become so out of touch now that the people that we really want to touch, we have to reach out and touch them through a text message. And, we grew up with the cliches, and some of them are true, and some of them can be farther from the truth. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words never hurt me. Words, in the beginning, was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Words are very, very, very powerful things. And by us having the platform to be able to let you do what you do, Brandon, I have a little saying down here in the South that ain't nobody can do what you do, like you do, when you do, what you do. And we feel so honored and privileged just to be able to do it with you. You can call it what you want to, unsung hero. I've always kind of loved that name, but just because you're behind the scenes, if you're from a little country hit town like mine, we don't even have a red light in my hometown. Mary laughs all the time. Her town is smaller than mine, she said. We're still debating on that. But I got 911 in 2018. The closest hospital to my hometown and to my house is 26 miles away. So if you get bit with a timber rattler, you're not going to quite make the scene. But Brandon,
right.
For us to be able to connect with you, and then how many books did you say you've written?
I've written at least 22, but one of them
wow.
was gifted to me. One of them was gifted to me. I was working on it, publishing it and all for a preacher man. And he didn't want credit for it, so he put my name on it.
Wow.
So they gave me an extra book.
Okay, now let me explain something else to some people. My grandmama says, baby, in the old days, they said material things we thought had so much value really didn't have any value at all. A lot of the things that people put their worth on, things that you can touch, things that you can see, and things that you can hold in your hand, like books. That's something you
right.
can touch, see, or hold. But Brandon, you mentioned earlier, Ron mentioned it, you mentioned it, I mentioned it, Mary mentioned it, we keep mentioning it, but I don't know if anybody really understands what a miracle is. A miracle
right.
is something that you cannot touch, you cannot see it, and you cannot hold it in your hand. A miracle
right.
is a feeling. It's an emotional, unexplainable thing that happens that surpasses your cranium and you can't understand it. My grandmama says, baby, anytime you can explain stuff to people and it makes sense to them, it's man-made. But what just happened to you, Brandon? You went through a great metamorphosis. You had a transformation. And please believe me, and I say, God is not trying to figure out how to get you on your destiny, even though you are probably going down a road that no one has ever had to go down except you, going through and losing, and everybody has their own personal crisis and their personal identities. But my last thought for you is most people don't really like the idea of being used. But that's one of the
right.
differences between them and you. I'm pretty sure that you live for ideas and ways that you can be used. And from what I'm hearing, you're coming up with more ways than people can even imagine. And since God has definitely chosen to use you, young man, the world is going to definitely see a change and a difference. So we applaud
yes,
you, Brandon. We love you, sir.
Yes, sir. Like I said, I wrote the book about it. And nowadays, most people don't like to read. They watch TV and videos on the phone and tablet and everything else. So I'm trying to open the door to do the documentary so everybody can watch it.
Coming up in June, Sunday nights, American time. We are going to start Story Hour. It's to bring back family time. You know, you remember back in the day,
right.
Well, you remember this more than some of us will. Back when they first started with TVs or with when the radio was on, you'd listen to a story before bed.
Right.
I would love you to come back on and read some of your books.
Well, the big book that I'm talking about it. Yeah, it's pretty long. It's 464 pages long, I think.
Well, what I'm thinking is some of your children's books.
I could do that. I think they're about 20 to 30 pages long, maybe 50 pages. But there's a bunch of pictures in them, too.
So it's to bring families back together and have something to do on a Sunday night as you're winding down, getting ready for bed.
Right, so, I did it too back when we were growing up.
Exactly. So instead of just turning on your Googles or your Alexas and having a story read, we'll have different authors and different people reading different stories to come up. Somebody's got a loud background.
Right.
And like I said, when I was in the car wreck, when I made it to the hospital, they told my parents I would never make it. And if I did, I would be a couch potato. And that was 30 years ago. And I've done graduated high school. I got a family of my own. I got a daughter. And now I'm writing books and I'm about to make movies. Because I got I'm doing a documentary in September. And I'm waiting on a contract to sign it to make a movie of my 20th book that me and my new publisher and my boss, because I'm the CEO of the publishing company that we wrote. It's a killer series book. We got two more books to write in that series, but we're making a movie of the first book of the series.
I'm going to unmute and say amen, amen, amen right there, Brandon. We're talking now exceedingly, abundantly more than even you or me can imagine how God can take somebody's tragedy and turn it into a miracle. That is a story within itself, Brandon.
Right.
I'm going to open up the line. Go ahead, Brandon.
It all started that we to the dentist's office, and she was in the back getting dental work done, and I was talking to, people, telling them about my books and whatnot, and I told his wife that I was an author and writing books, and she said her husband was a publisher, and she gave me his number, and I called him, and it all started from there. He wanted me to help him write a book. He's wrote a couple, but not as many as I have. So he wanted me to help him with the book that he's been wanting to write forever. And I helped him, so it's both of our books. Both our names is on it as a publisher or author, too. And now he's wanting to turn it into a movie to get us out there even more.
Brandon, it's amazing, again, your story as it starts to unfold as we're all listening, and I'm pretty sure that somebody else has some questions if I hush long enough to let them talk. But, see, my granddaddy told me a long time ago, Brandon, if you're the smartest person on your team, then you need to find yourself some new team players. Why?
Right.
Because too many people around you like you or eventually create envy. What happens in the process is they'll never be in a position to complete you. They'll be in a position to compete with you. But see, Lynn Payne, and as we start to build our partner, our relationship around the planet, Lynn Payne, Top Gun, best fighter pilot in the world, nominated 5 times for Nobel Peace Prize. But Lynn's campaign, who marries daughter, they call her special. They call it autistic. They label it all kinds of way and throw it in a big pile. But did you know that when we open up the show today that her daughter, who's supposed to be special and has superpowers, ends up doing our international commercial for every show, and then a week or two later, Mary says, baby, let's publish your book. Y'all keep setting these examples for people to say, if they can do it, maybe we can do it too. But my point being, Lynn Kane calls it kindness. We call it the Kindness Club across America. It's really simple. We don't care if you graduated from Harvard or Yale or just got out of jail. Kindness doesn't cost you anything. Treat other people the way that you want to be treated. Then we graduated over here. Ron Clayton, you heard him speak earlier. Our new president who took the baton and kept right on running when Joel went on to a better place. He calls it over here at the Hope Collection, Hope for You. I already gave you my cliff notes about hope, and then they let anybody in, even country boy down here in the dirty, dirty South. We call it a blessing to be a blessing. My grandmama explained it like that to me, too. Before I even made it to elementary school, I already understood that he wrote it, and gave it to Hamlet as a playwright. To be or not to be? Is that really the question, or is that the answer to the question? Are you to be a blessing, Brandon? You most certainly are. Why? Last one. Because you're willing and you have the spirit to be able to go out and do what most people could, if they only would, and you keep practicing and writing more and more books and more pro-life because you're doing unto others before they do unto you, Brandon, because as you continue to give your testimony, your love, your hope, and your kindness away, eventually, Brandon, what you're putting out there will eventually come right back to you.
Right.
So I'm going to open up the lines for anyone who has any questions or comments besides country for Brandon.
Okay. And since I started working for the publishing company, I have people in New Jersey, Anchorage, Alaska, and Maryland, and a few other places around the world sending me their books to publish for them.
You know, when you talk about that, it blows my mind to think about, you know, a few years ago, being from a small town, you were very limited on what you could or couldn't do. And now...
Yes, ma'am, but the internet and the computer and the internet and all, it's really helped people that need it in this situation. Because back in the old days, either mail it or bring it to them the best way you could.
The world is so changed for the better in most cases.
Yes, ma'am.
But it opens up a whole new avenue for a lot of us. It looks like Mr. Oakman is on. How are you today, Bob?
How you doing, Mary? I'm doing great. I'm basically just listening to Brandon, and I'm very impressed with what he's accomplished so far in his life, and it brings me back to just some things that's happened in my life over the years. And I believe that adversity comes to us for a reason. It's an opportunity to give us a challenge to overcome and to accomplish more in our lives. And I've always told my children that don't worry about failures. Don't worry about things that happen in your life, because they happen for a reason. But the most important of any adversity is to move forward and to grow and to set it aside and to do what you're going to set out to do, and keep moving forward. And I just think that being an author and writing down those things is something I always wanted to do in my life is to write a book. I've written many technical manuals in the organization that I work for at AT&T, and training manuals and technical manuals and so forth, but I never actually wrote down a book that I would call my own, my own book, you know. And I just think it's a tremendous accomplishment to do that, and to I always look up to people that who are authors, and say thank you, God, for sending that person into our lives, and I just commend you for your accomplishments, and your overcoming attitude, because that's what it
Thanks.
Takes. It takes an overcoming attitude. Go ahead, Brent.
Yes, sir, it does. If you're wanting to write a book, I can help you and anybody else that wants to do it. It's not hard. You just got to have, you know, a little bit of time to do it. I know everybody's got jobs to do, but you can start on Microsoft Word and go in there and start with your book and email it to me, and I could help you fix it up and publish it. It won't be in bookstores, but it'll be on websites of the stores, because we're a self-publisher instead of a worldwide or a book company. We do it online and stuff. Which with technology these days, most people shop online anyway.
You know, it's just like any goal that we have in our life or any dream that we have, any vision. If we don't put out the effort to accomplish it, it'll never get done.
Exactly.
And I think writing a book is a very good example of that. It has to take a lot of effort and a lot of redoing things over and over again, writing it in a different way that you think will be more appropriate, and that will be more helpful to people that are reading it. So it's it's an iterative process that takes a long time to work it out.
It's
like anything, the more we do it, the better we get at it, you know?
Yes, sir. It took me 2 years to write my first book.
Yep.
But I was just like you was. I was just like you. I wanted to write a book, but I had nobody to back me up or motivate me. And I was watching the news one morning, and authors come on TV telling me or telling everybody that everybody's got a story to tell. But if you don't write it down or let somebody know, then nobody will ever know about it.
Yep.
And my wife said she would back me up if I wanted to write my story, and I started writing, and I've been writing ever since. I've been writing for 6 years now. And in 6 years I've written 22 books.
Well, congratulations on your accomplishments. That's wonderful. You're setting an example for all of us too. You know, every time you write something, you're setting an example for people.
I wrote them 22 books, and now I'm about to make 2 movies.
Wow, that's great.
So I'm trying to take every opportunity I get.
Yep.
To open up a new door.
And every time a door closes on us, there's another opportunity for another door to open.
Yes,
everyone.
Sir, it is. and you never know until you try.
Yeah. One of my daughters, about a year and a half ago, she wrote a book that she's a school teacher and also an artist. And she decided she's very much into the climate control, and she wanted to be able to prove that there are passages in the Bible that tells us that we should be doing these kinds of things. And so she wrote a book on that, and it came out very good. And she's been sharing it with a lot of people. And they become very interested in it, and so I feel that I might have had a little bit to do with that with her, because I always told her I wanted to write a book, and she has written some small children's books. They're not really books; they're more like just a paper. Yeah, right. And she's doing good at it, and I'm really proud of her. And I know that the good Lord has given her that inspiration, and she's carrying through with it.
Yes,
so,
sir. But with all these books of mine that's out right now, the rest of them being published, I have sold at least 360 books altogether.
Yep.
And I hope to sell more. I just got to get them out there to everybody so they know about them.
Yep.
So, as we're winding down on time today, Brandon, you want to give your links again one more time so that people can know where to find your books besides on our websites and social media, but also where they can find you on social media.
Ma'am, I'm on Facebook, Brandon Johnson. I'm from Cottondale, Alabama. I have a green shirt on with my daughter standing beside me. I'm sitting in my wheelchair. That's my profile picture. But if you're wanting to email me and get in touch with me that way, and I can help you get in touch with me on Facebook through that too, my email is BamaBrandon1986@gmail.com. It's all lowercase. I can help anybody wanting to do a book.
Thank you, Brandon. I absolutely love that.
Mary, would you text that information out to us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
I can do that.
I know you do. That's why I asked you. I know you'd say yes.
So as we're winding down and almost out of time for today, don't forget that the Boy Scouts are halfway past their goal for raising money for the Battle Within dedication ceremony, as we're taking a group of Boy Scouts from Medford, Minnesota, a small town. By that, I mean, if everybody's home, it's 1,200 people in our town. 1,400 miles to Buffalo, New York, to be part of the color guard at the dedication of the Battle Within. And what the Battle Within is, an organization to help service members, current and former, struggle with mental health issues and prevent their giving up. The dedication wall is all the members, service members that have lost their lives in the battle with PTSD. And this is a huge opportunity for these children to see and speak to service members, but also to give back to their communities and understand how much bigger the world is than the small town they live in.
Exactly.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. So the money raised goes for transportation, lodging, and food. All the events that they will go to during the event will be donated and covered for them. And tomorrow, once again, is Travel Tuesday with Rick Reese and Ron Clayton. And they talk about how travel can help you financially, but also how it can help your health and your well-being, taking a break from reality, taking a break from your life, and going somewhere. It doesn't have to be a huge trip. It could be something, a park down the road or a campground. It could be something close by. But how spending time together as a family, even if it's just you and your spouse, can make a big impact on your relationship. Thank you, Brandon, for joining us. I look forward to having you on again. You have such a powerful story, and we need to share it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me. And everybody yes. have a blessed day around the world.
You too.
Thanks for joining us, Brandon. Now you say, stay down the path. You come back to see us now, you hear?
Yes, thank you, Brandon, for being with us. It was a great show.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Have a good night. We'll see you back here tomorrow at noon Eastern. And bye for now.
God bless you all, and God bless America.